Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The headline in Reuters is surprising. Jack Ma returns to China as government tries to allay private sector fears. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we're joined by Fraser Howie, the co-author of Red Capitalism. Gentlemen, there is a story here. It's compelling, but it's not a novel. It's history. And so, Gordon, I ask you to remind everyone who Jack Ma was and what he represents right now. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John and Fraser. Jack Ma is one of the co-founders of Alibaba, the tech giant. And he was also the founding force behind Ant Group, which runs one of the world's most efficient and premier payment platforms. Jack Ma is a Communist Party member. I think he was forced into membership about 8 years ago. And clearly he is someone who is watched by the world's tech community, especially China's tech community.
Fraser, a very good evening to you. Jack Ma has been seen in a flower market in Tokyo. He's traveled to Fiji. He owns land in New York. He's what you would say is a man looking for a vocation after he earned his billions. And yet he's now back in Hong Kong, Beijing. Alibaba founder Jack Ma's return to China, ending a stay overseas of more than a year that industry viewed as reflecting the sober mood of its private businesses. And now there's talk of taking Alibaba Group and dividing it into six, and the markets are responding vividly. Can you put all this together for us, Fraser? He was outside, now he's inside. Alibaba was in trouble, now it's rosy. What does all this add up to? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. Hello, Gordon. I think exile is a word that we need to use here. And certainly, as we know, Jack Ma basically made a very provocative speech back in late 2020. And basically his fortunes and indeed Ant Group's fortunes suffered tremendously along with many other tech companies since then. He largely lost much of his business clout within the groups he had founded as the Communist Party basically pushed him out of the way. And I think it's more to say, rather than thinking that Jack went off to find himself or reflect on the situation in China, I see his exile as very much as his travels as exile. And I'm slightly surprised he actually did return to China. He's clearly been out of China and kept a distance from both the Congress, the 20th Party Congress, and the NPC, where Xi Jinping has, you know, cemented his power. And so he's been kept out of the way, but he is very much sort of yesterday's man, although his significance is still very, very high because of just what he's done and as a private businessman in China. But as you say, the story now is not only yesterday was Jack was back in China, the story today is the Ant Group and they could be split up into multiple divisions, not dissimilar to what we saw with Google and Alphabet in the States. So it's not a completely uncharted move in that sense, but it could give the more optimistic amongst your listeners a feeling that it's back to usual or back to normal for private business in China. But I think that's completely the wrong way to read it. If business is starting up again, if we think of things recovering, then it's recovering in a very different environment where the legal, regulatory and political framework is very much stacked against private businesses, particularly tech businesses. So the idea that we've just had a hiatus for 2 years and now everything is fine is wrong. The Communist Party went to war with tech companies and they won. And so the tech companies are, as I say, they may become more prominent again. They might be able to do IPOs, but they're operating on a much shorter leash.
Gordon, you have a question for Fraser.
Fraser, the announcement that Alibaba would split into six separate units and that there might be IPOs of the separate units was hailed across the world yesterday. But it struck me that what's really going on is that Alibaba was too powerful and that the Communist Party decided to break it up. Your comments?
Yeah, I'm sort of with you, Gordon, as I think my earlier points were sort of trying to allude to, that these are now you simply don't have the clout. There'll be a holding company, there'll be six CEOs, and effectively they're running distinct companies now. Jack Ma, as such a very prominent figure, has been removed from that position. His ownership stake has fallen. You now have golden shares in the hands of the provincial government. And so I'm with you. It's hard to say exactly what's going to come because, as you know, the nature of China is very opaque. It's not necessarily following sort of business rationale or commercial rationale. So, you know, there could be other announcements, but I don't see this at all as any regaining of power by tech companies. Yes, there might be some, you know, IPO business and investment banking fees out there, but this is a company. These are companies that have been neutered, operating much smaller scale, much more under the control of the CCP, and much more there to serve the interests of the party rather than their shareholders.
There's a mystery here. It's not a deep mystery, but I read from the Reuters reporting about Ma. Online talk of Ma's return began emerging on Chinese social media early Monday of this week, before being confirmed by a school he had visited and the newspaper South China Morning Post, which is owned by Alibaba. During his visit, Mr. Ma, a former English teacher, discussed topics such as an artificial intelligence-powered chatbot, ChatGPT, and also said he hoped to return to teaching one day, the Yonggu school said on its official WeChat account. Fraser, this is the portrait of a man who has lost all authority and is adrift. That's the portrait that Reuters just painted. And the visit to the flower market in Tokyo was much the same thing. I think of Howard Hughes in his late years, once powerful and now sad. Does that represent a possibility that Ma is not important to anyone and that the visit to Hong Kong should not be exaggerated?
There's elements of truth there, John. I think this is certainly a man who's largely a spent force. It's certainly in terms of the tech industry in China. He's still prominent because of who he is. You know, clearly teaching and education are vitally important topics. So we don't want to run down that. But this is all very neutral motherhood type of statements from Jack Ma. This is not the cutting edge businessman that he was. This is certainly not the Jack Ma who was making that public speech back in October 2020, when he lambasted the regulation of the financial system and the dinosaurs who ran it. So in that sense, this is a man who is playing it very safe. While he may be no longer in exile per se and now can return to China, he's been told to operate on a very, you know, short leash and stick to topics. It's a bit like My Fair Lady when Eliza goes to the races. It's stick to the weather and your health. And that's basically what Jack's doing.
Gordon, you have a question.
Fraser, if you were Pony Ma, the CEO of Tencent, the other big Chinese tech giant, would you be worried?
Of course. I don't see how anyone can be comfortable if you're a tech CEO in China. I would have thought you should have been worried for a long time. Was it not just last week or a few weeks ago we spoke about Bao Fan, the investment banker who knows all these people and who's been instrumental in many of the deals in the tech sector? I think Bao Fan is still missing. He's still helping with inquiries. And so many other tycoons in China have been almost in all cases, you know, taken illegally to help with inquiries. Some have literally been kidnapped from overseas territories. and smuggled back into China. I don't think anyone should be taking comfort from the reappearance of Jack Ma. And certainly if you're a tech executive, you're still on a very, very short leash and you should be worried.
About the markets in China, the rally reported, it could disappear within moments, but the rally, aren't they bouncing off a very low? I've not followed the Chinese markets for some time. I've been watching Xi Jinping make threats. However, if you bounce off the bottom, that's not much of a rally. Where are they?
Well, I think that's the point. In the case of Alibaba, I think the listed price in the States is down 70% since Jack sort of disappeared. So you can easily bounce quite a lot and still be way below the lows. I think the great difficulty now is that there was clearly a time when these were growth companies where they had a lot of flexibility, they had a lot of pricing power, they had a lot of influence in China. And that time has now passed. And investors are struggling to try and understand, well, how do we value these companies now? Do we think of them as growth companies? Do we think of them as effectively utilities, technical utilities or high-tech utilities, internet utilities, ultimately under the control of the CCP? That's two very different pricings. You can still have both. You can still do lots of things within those companies, and you can still make money. But the pricing behind them is very different. And I don't think the investment community really understands yet where the true price of these companies is.
Gordon, we have less than a minute.
So, Fraser, all of this is happening while the Chinese economy is stumbling. That must have also significant effect on the prospects of the tech companies, don't you think?
Without doubt. China is facing a raft of problems across a whole host of areas. And if you look to the private sector as being an engine of growth for the economy in the past, it's hard to see how it's going to achieve that again, because the state has, or the party has, squashed it, and particularly the tech companies.
Fraser Howey is co-author of the book Red Capitalism, The Fragile Financial Foundation of China's Extraordinary Rise. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.